KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking high school sports from around the area last night, the Atlantic boys track team has scored back-to-back Hawkeye 10 Conference Championships with a win last night at Lewis Central. The Trojans scored 145 points to win the title. Glenwood was the runner-up with 125. Harlan with 114 was third. Lewis Central and St. Albert the top five. Atlantic got wins from Tyler Moen in the 100, the 200, and the 400. Chase Mullinex grabbed a championship in the 800 meters. Craig Allen Becker took the 1600-meter title. Atlantic also won a number of relay races with the sprint medley team of Spencer Ray, Gannon O'Hara, Zaid Nicholson, and Chase Mullinex taking the title. The distance medley relay team of Connor Pellett, Gannon O'Hara, Colin Mullinex, and Chase Mullinex was a winner. And the 4x400-meter relay team of Zaid Nicholson, Colin Mullinex, Tyler Moen, and Chase Mullinex a winner last night as well for Atlantic. On the girls' side, the Glenwood girls' track team scored the Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship with 193 points. Atlantic was second with 115 points. Harlan had 97 for third. Creston and Dennison round out the top five. For Atlantic, they got wins from Taylor McCready in the 3,000 meters. Haley Rasmussen grabbed the 200-meter title. Atlantic also won the distance medley relay team with the team of Taylor Hansen, Cambry Miller, Alyssa Derby, and Taylor McCready grabbing that relay event. Also last night in track, the Mount Air Raiders won the Timberwolf Boys Track Invitational in Corning. The Raiders scored 118 points to win the meet. Cam and Nottoway Valley tied for second with 91 points apiece. Nottoway Valley got a win from Tony Ice in the 400 meters, and Ben Braheny was second in both the 1600 and the 3000. Cam picked up wins from Jacob Holstein in the high jump, Connor McKee in the 400-meter hurdles, and the 110-meter hurdles, while the Cougars also took the 4x100-meter relay. The Sydney girls and the Fremont Mills boys track teams were winners at the Corner Conference track meet in Tabor last night. The Cowgirls scored 157 points to win on the girls' side, with Fremont Mills 142 points for second. Griswold was third with 104. East Mills and Stanton round out the top five. Charlie Adams of Griswold won the 800, the 1500, and the 3000, while Maddie Duncan of Sydney won the 100, the 200, the 400, and the long jump last night. On the boys' side, Fremont Mills with 166 points, the champs. Sydney with 148 was second. Griswold was third with 64 points. Clarinda Academy and Stanton the top five. Mason Venata led the way for Fremont Mills with wins in the 100, the 200, and the 400, and the high jump. Connor Alley won the shot put in the discus for the Knights. Griswold's Derek Muller was second in the 110-meter hurdles last night. Now to golf, where the Atlantic boys golf team won their home Trojan tournament Thursday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club as the Trojans shot a 301 total to best the nine-team field. Norwalk with a 307 was second, Glenwood third with a 315, Kemper Catholic and Lewis Central the top five. Braden Smith of Atlantic was the individual medalist, shooting around a 73 for the Trojans. Kyle Reno was the runner-up for Atlantic. He also shot a 73. Those two did a playoff to see who would be the overall medalist, and it took four playoff holes before Smith came up a winner. Atlantic also got a fifth-place finish from Matt Gearhart, who shot 74. Dre Newell shot an 81 as well to help out the Atlantic effort last night. In high school golf, elsewhere in boys' action, Audubon beat Trainer 183-190. Garrett Hansen of Audubon was medalist with a 42. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 179-184. Joel Richardson of Loma was the medalist with a 37. Sydney defeated Shenandoah 190-200. In girls' golf yesterday, in the Council Bluff City meet, Lewis Central shot a 419 to win by a stroke over Abe Lincoln at 420. St. Albert 513 and Thomas Jefferson 543 were next. Boyer Valley beat Exira EHK 213-216. Coon Rapids Bayard had a 230, and Cam didn't have a full team score, finishing out the rest of that group. Sammy Jotty of Cam was the medalist. She shot 45. J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK with a 47 was the runner-up. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 214-217. Medalist was Madison Lease of Missouri Valley with a 44. Also, Shenandoah shot 225 to defeat Sydney, who didn't have a full team score. In high school tennis yesterday, the Atlantic boys tennis team lost a close match to St. Albert Thursday, 5-4. Atlantic picked up singles wins from Grant Sturm, Ethan Williams, and Avery Anderson. The doubles team of Williams and Ethan Sturm also were victorious. Also in boys tennis, it was Abe Lincoln over Glenwood 8-1. Clarinda beat Audubon 7-2. Dennison over Kemper Catholic 5-4. Lewis Central over Shenandoah 8-1. In girls tennis, it was Clarinda over Audubon 9-0. Glenwood beat Abraham Lincoln 9-0. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released the brackets for regional team tennis play on Thursday. First and second round matches are set to be played on May 11th, with the regional finals on May 18th and the first round state matches on May 20th. Some area teams will compete in the Class 1A Region 2 bracket, which includes Denison versus Audubon and Harlan versus Kemper Catholic. Those matches in Denison. At Red Oak, Atlantic will face Red Oak. Southwest Valley faces Creston. Those will be on May 11th at 9 a.m. Also in Region 3 and 1A at Shenandoah, Shenandoah will face St. Albert. Glenwood faces Clarinda. And in 2A matches at Sioux City North, it'll be North versus Abraham Lincoln. Also, Sioux City West will host Abraham Lincoln. And it will be Lewis Central playing at Des Moines Roosevelt at Roosevelt in 2A. The Iowa High School Coaches Soccer Coaches Association released their fifth weekly rankings for the 2019 season this week. Waukee is number one in 3A. In 2A, Cedar Rapids Xavier's top-ranked Denison is in at number 14 this week. In Class 1A, Columbus Catholic of Waterloo jumps from number 5 to number 1. AHSTW moves up from 16 to 8 this week with their 9-0 record. Creston is 12th, Trainer 13th this week. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their latest girls soccer rankings yesterday. In 3A, Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln is ranked 7th. Waukee is top-rated. In 2A, Lewis Central still is at the top. Winterset is 13th. In 1A, Davenport Assumption is number 1, with trainer number 6, Panorama, at number 11. Well, University of Iowa head men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey announced Thursday that redshirt junior Isaiah Moss has submitted his name in the NCAA transfer portal with the intention of departing the Hawkeye basketball program. McCaffrey said Isaiah has expressed his interest in transferring. He's been a valuable member of the program the last 4 years, and we appreciate Isaiah's contributions and wish him good luck in his future endeavors. Moss started all 35 games last season, ranking 5th in scoring, 2nd in steals, and 4th in assists. The Chicago native played in 102 games as a Hawkeye, totaling 906 points, 229 rebounds, 153 assists, 73 steals, and 27 blocked shots. On the NBA playoffs last night, Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers have a 2-1 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals by beating the Toronto Raptors for the second straight game. It was a 116-95 win over the Raptors. The Sixers host Game 4 on Sunday. The Houston Rockets guard James Harden will play in Game 3 of the NBA's Western Conference Semifinal Series against Golden State Saturday, despite injuries to both eyes. Also in the series, Warriors forward Draymond Green and Houston big man Nene had their double technical fouls rescinded by the NBA for game number 2. Well, the Boston Bruins and the Colorado Avalanche have evened up their respective second-round series at 2 each in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Patrice Bergeron scored 2 power play goals, including the game winner, as the Bruins knocked off the Blue Jackets 4-1 in Columbus. Game 5 is Saturday in Boston. In Denver, Philip Grubauer stopped 32 shots for his first career playoff shutout as the Colorado Avalanche beat the San Jose Sharks 3-0. They'll head back to San Jose for Game 5 on Saturday. In baseball, Steven Strasburg cooled off the St. Louis Cardinals while becoming the fastest pitcher to 1,500 strikeouts. Strasburg fanned 9 while allowing a run and 6 hits over 6 2/3 innings to pitch the Washington Nationals past the Redbirds 2-1 yesterday. The right-hander got opposing pitcher Dakota Hudson looking in the 5th inning for his 8th strikeout of the day and the 1,500th of his career. He reached that milestone 17 2/3 innings faster than Chris Sale in 2017. Washington's runs came in the 4th inning on an error and a double play grounder. Sean Doolittle struck out pinch hitter Paul Goldschmidt with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the 8th inning and finished up the game for his 4th save, ending the Cardinals' 5-game winning streak. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Cincinnati 1-0, San Diego 11-2 over Atlanta, and Colorado beat Milwaukee 11-6. In the American League, the Rays gained a 4-game split in Kansas City, downing the Royals 3-1 on Brandon Lowe's 2-run homer off Willie Peralta with 2 out in the 9th inning. Whit Merrifield drove in Kansas City's only run, becoming the 3rd player with a 2-triple game this season for the Royals. Elsewhere in the AL, Minnesota beat Houston 8-2, White Sox over Boston 6-4. The Angels beat Toronto by a final of 6-2. St. Louis Cardinals have traded Francisco Peña to the San Francisco Giants. Peña served as the primary backup to Yadier Molina last season and hit 203 with 3 doubles, 2 homers, and 8 RBIs and 142 plate appearances. Peña previously had stints with Kansas City and Baltimore. The Cardinals are receiving cash in exchange for Peña. And the attorney for Tyreek Hill has sent a letter to the NFL disputing child abuse claims made by the wide receiver's fiance. Attorney N. Trey Petlin offered a point-by-point response to a secret recording of the couple that was made public last week. Petland says the Kansas City Chiefs wideout is willing to cooperate with the league's investigation. The Chiefs suspended Hill indefinitely last Thursday, shortly after KCTV aired the recording in which the couple discusses injuries to their three-year-old son. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.